On November 8th, 2018, in Paradise, California, fires were raging in the city. Firefighters did not anticipate how quickly the fires would spread to all the buildings around. Now, the firefighters had to have a plan. What are they going to do? Well, they can fight the fires, and they know this, but it's going to take time. And since it's spreading so quickly, they had to evacuate the citizens in that city. Their plan was to evacuate around 150 people to a special area in the city, a concrete building, the strip mall, which would allow them 1 hour, they anticipated, to stay in this building before it would burn up, for fire trucks to come in and take out the fires. They had a plan, and they knew it would work. They were confident in it. Now, the issue was getting others in that city to follow their plan. The citizens that they took with them, around 150 people, not all of them listened. Some got hasty. Some along the way to that building would branch off. They'd go their own route into the flames, not to be seen again. Others, once they got to the building, decided they weren't going to wait for the other firefighters to show up, and thus went into the flames and burned up. Tonight I want us to think about something. Do we do that with our walk with God? God has a set path for us, a set plan, a set way for salvation, set path for certain things in our lives that aren't necessarily tied to heaven, but just something that he is giving us, an opportunity. And sometimes we think we know better than him and decide to go our own path. And whether that makes us burn up in the end or just doesn't allow us to get the good opportunities in the end, sometimes we have the tendency to think we know better than God. So tonight we need to look at some things to put into our hearts, put into our minds to think about when we're thinking about trusting God in his path for us. First thing we need to look at tonight, first thing that we need to put on our minds, and every day we can look at this, nothing is impossible for God. Sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we forget that for God, nothing is impossible. We think that maybe when we want something, when we're asking God for an opportunity, we might think there is no possible way this could happen. Physically, it might not be possible to us, but through God, anything is possible. A biblical example of this. If you look at Abraham and Sarah, in Genesis 18, verse 11, it says they were well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbirth, and they didn't have a son. But God promised them that they would have descendants. Through Sarah, they would have descendants. They would have a son. And what did they do when they heard the news? They laughed because they were old, and they didn't think they could have kids at this point. But God provided. What happened? Isaac was born later down the road from Sarah. God provided. Nothing is impossible for him. When it didn't seem physically possible, God still provides. God still made it happen. It's not impossible for him. We may doubt God's powers at times. We may look at it and go, there's not a way I can see it happening. But sometimes we got to look at it and go, but God might see a way that we don't see, because nothing is impossible for him. The next thing we need to put in our minds each and every day is God knows more than we do. Turn your Bibles to Job. Job chapter 38. God is conversing with Job, and starting in verse 3 of Job chapter 38, it says, "Now prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone?" And God goes through the entire chapter telling Job, I was there. I did all this. He knows every corner of the universe. Everything that we have in our lives, God made. And he knows it. Turn to Psalm 139. Psalm 139 will start in verse 1. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and we wept. Wrong chapter. Don't do this in your lives. Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down. And we are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. In chapter 147 of Psalm, verse 5, it says, God's knowledge is infinite. He has much more knowledge than us. In Isaiah 55, this was the verse that was read earlier. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God knows way more than we do. He has a much vaster knowledge, which means that when it comes to decision-making, who is the best person to turn towards for where to go? And that would be God. God knows what's right for us and where we should go in our lives. And for us to think that we know better than that would be foolish, because he knows everything. He can do everything, and he knows what's the right thing to do with that power. Last thing we need to realize in our lives and to apply is that our time is not God's time. We absolutely need patience in our lives, because when we might go to God and ask for him to do these things, which he is very much capable of, we know that he might say yes or no based on his knowledge of what is right or wrong. But even if the answer is yes, we might have to wait for that answer. We might not get an immediate answer of, is this the right thing to do? Is this the right place to go? We live in a world right now that is instant gratification. Right now, if you go on Amazon Prime, there's usually 1 to 2 day shipping, right? We love that. When we go to buy food, we usually want it pretty soon. We don't usually want to wait long. But sometimes we have to wait, and that's not easy. And we see in the story from earlier, from Paradise, California, what happened to the people that didn't wait. They burned up. It didn't end well for them. And sometimes it's not going to end well for us if we don't wait for the Lord's answer. If you were here last Sunday morning for the lesson, you'll remember that there was a brief part of it about waiting and the different parts of our lives, about cookies. You'll have the different ingredients that alone might not taste very good. I don't want the individual ingredients for that. I don't want 4 cups of flour or whatever it was. But in the end, we want the chocolate chip cookies, right? That sounds delicious. But we have to wait for that. We have to wait for the cookies. And that's hard sometimes. The anticipation and sometimes not seeing the progression. But we have to wait. We have to wait on the Lord. And know that his time is not our time. And that he knows when the right time is. And if we put our trust in that, we're much better off. Abraham and Sarah, if we go back to that example, did not have such patience. You know, they had the promise that was given to them, and they had Isaac. But in the middle there was that bit of time where Sarah said, God hasn't given me a kid, so we're going to have a kid. And you're going to go to my maidservant, and you're going to have a kid. And they made Ishmael. But the problem was that wasn't God's plan. And we see that cost them a bit in the end. Ishmael's descendants and Isaac's descendants, while we did have Isaac and the descendants, the promise was still there because God fulfills his promises. There was going to be constant quarrel. There were going to be constant problems in there. It caused a lot of problems for Abraham's family. We need to trust in God's power, his knowledge, and his time, knowing when the right time is. Some verses we need to put in our hearts along with these thoughts. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Lastly, Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God knows a lot more than us. What better person in our lives than our Heavenly Father to allow Him to direct our paths in life, to let Him guide us through all the flames of the world in our decision makings, our opportunities that we find in life? Let's let Him direct our paths. Though not just in our earthly lives, our spiritual lives. We gotta let Him guide us on the path He set forth for all of us. Not just one person has given us opportunity, but every single person on the earth has this path that they can go on if they choose to go on it. God gives us simple steps to eternal salvation with Him. He says we must believe that Jesus is His Son, Hebrews 11:6. Then act upon that belief, our faith in Him. Repent of our sins. Stop what we're doing in our sinful lives and live a godly life for Him, like it says in Luke 13:3. You can confess your faith, as it says in Matthew 10:32, and be baptized, Acts 22:16. You'll be completely immersed in water, and it'll wash away every sin you've ever committed and add you to the body of Christ. Once you've done that, you keep walking the path. Revelation 2:10 says, if you walk faithfully until death, you will receive the crown of life. We gotta live on that path. Are you willing to stay on that path? Are you willing to live on that path? The decision is yours. If you want to be baptized tonight, if you want to make that decision, you have that opportunity tonight. Or if you strayed away from the path and have not lived a godly life, but you need to make a comeback, you need to come forth and make things right, you have that opportunity tonight. If there's any reason you're subject to the invitation, will you let it be known by coming to the front right now as together we stand and sing.